Hello, everyone. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Isaiah chapter 66, and that will finish out our study in Isaiah in the Voice translation. And this is what it says. Heaven is my throne, and earth is where I rest my feet. So what kind of structure would you build me? What man-made space could provide me a resting place? Everything is the product of my hand, my being and my doing. That's how all you came to be. I made it all. Nevertheless, I'm interested in and concerned about even just one person who is humble and downhearted and trembles at my word. Whoever slaughters an ox without humility is no better than one who kills a man. Whoever sacrifices a lamb without brokenness is no different than the one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever presents a grain offering without fear is no different than the one who offers pig's blood. Whoever burns incense without obedience is no better than one who worships an idol. They've made their choices and seem happy enough with their detestable practices, but I have a choice too, and I choose to punish them. I will bring on them what they fear most. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they refused to listen. Instead, they did all the wrong things and made terrible choices, what I expressly said that I hate. So, if you are one who trembles at his word, listen closely to what the Eternal One has to say. I know that some people, even your own family, reject you because you accept me. And they're saying, let the Eternal receive the honor he deserves so that we too can know your joy. But they'll only know sorrow and shame. Can you hear it? There's a commotion in the city, a great rumbling coming from the temple area. Ah, it is the Eternal thundering in to take on his foes. Have you ever heard of a woman who gave birth before she went into labor? Have you ever seen a woman who delivered a son without feeling a thing? Do you think it's impossible for the land to go through labor in an instant or to bear a nation to be new and strong in a single day? Nevertheless, Zion suffered only a moment before she gave birth to her children. Will I open the womb and not deliver? I have made this place labor in terrible pain, but do you think I won't help it at birth? That is what I, the Eternal One, have to say. So be happy for Jerusalem. Give her hearty congratulations, whoever holds her dear. Take part in this joyous celebration, especially if you remember her grief. For you are her children, and she is giving you the milk of comfort and peace. Drink at her comforting breast with satisfaction that all will be well. I will rain down prosperity on Jerusalem, peace abundant on Zion, and flood her with wealth from all over the world. Like a thundering river, the riches will come down. Like a toddler, you will be held, carried, nourished, and comforted. As a mother soothes her child, so I will comfort you. And Jerusalem will be so nice, feel so good and safe to you. When you see what I have in stone, it will ease your mind and lift your heart. You will flourish like the grass. The Eternal power will be clearly evident to his servants, but his rage will be unleashed against his enemies. Look now, the Eternal is coming with a vengeance that scorches all his foes with flames of fire, whooshing like a whirlwind. His chariots rush with punishing fury. God comes with fiery anger and flashing sword. The Eternal One will execute his judgment, and many people will die on that day. Those who perform sanctifying and purifying rituals to serve false gods in gardens and then proceed to do whatever they see the leader do, eating impure things such as pigs, snakes, and rats, won't live to do it again. This is my word to you. Because I know what and why they do what they do, the time is coming when I will bring people together from all over the world. Everyone will come here and have a chance to see and know who I am in all my weighty significance and splendor. I will put a sign among them and send the survivors of my people to Tarshish, Put and Lud, where those great archers live, from Tubal east of Lud and Javan, which is near it. I'll bring them here from places so far away that they've never heard my name, much less had a chance to see my glory. But they'll hear about me far and wide among the nations, and they will bring the surviving members of your family back as if they are a grain offering from all the nations. They'll come by every conceivable means, on horse, camel, donkey, or mule, in wagons or litters. They'll come to Jerusalem, my holy mountain. They will be delivered just as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to me in a clean container at the temple. And out of all those who return, I will make priests and Levites. This is my word to you. Because just as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making will go on by my enduring will, so your name and the people who come from you will go on as well. From one month to the next, on Sabbath after Sabbath, everyone, every living thing will come to this holy place to honor me as God of all. This is my word to you. They'll visit the site where the people who rejected me lie rotting on the ground, crawling with worms that never die, on a fire that just keeps smoldering. All who see it will recoil at the horrible sight. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, that's a long scripture today, and I'm grateful for what it shows me that you are mighty, you are holy, you are capable, you are strong, you are to be revered and worshiped. And Lord, help us to understand that side of you. It's easier for me to grasp the kind and loving, gentle-hearted nature of who you are. It's harder for me to grasp your justice and your fury, and that the whole world quakes at your word. And so, Lord, I pray that today would be a day of holy reverence and awe for who you are and what you've done. Lord, reorient our minds to remember that you are great. You're greater than our greatest thoughts, smarter than our smartest human on this earth, more powerful than an earthquake, more powerful than the waves of the sea. And in that, Lord, help us to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of your glory. Lord, we want to live in that kind of space of awe and understanding your grandeur and worshiping at your footstool, which is the earth. And to just to tell you how great you are. Great is your faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies we see. And Lord, we need some new mercies today. I pray especially for the person who feels downhearted and depressed. I pray for the person who is broken in their marriage, and I pray that you would offer a slice of hope today. I pray for the person who is just riddled with anxiety, and I pray that you would bring peace. You are capable of doing all these things, and we trust you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Compelled. That's a podcast by my friend Paul Hastings. It takes incredible stories of what God is doing in people's lives, and he combines them with professional sound effects, which is awesome, and music, and turns them into an encouraging, faith-building audio experience. So travel deep into the jungles of the Philippines with a Christian missionary who was kidnapped by terrorists and held hostage for a year. Hear the testimony of a mother who was falsely accused of murder and sentenced to life in prison, but still clung to her faith. Feel the burning explosion when a jetliner slams into the Pentagon just yards away from an army officer who is instantly engulfed in flames and confronted with eternity. Every story is true, vivid, and told by the person who lived it and saw God working through it. Listen now to Compelled wherever you find podcasts or by visiting compelledpodcast.com. And thanks again, Compelled and Paul Hastings, for sponsoring this episode of Pray Every Day. And thanks to all of you who spend your day with me. I know this is a little bit longer episode, but as we wrap up Isaiah, it was important for me to read that whole chapter. So thanks for your patience, and thank you for valuing the Word of God, and thank you for loving being prayed for. I know I love to be prayed for, so I appreciate the fact that you do as well. It causes us to become friends. So thanks so much, and have an amazing day.